All right. And right now, just for a little while, I'm not going to turn the mute on, just because I don't feel like it. I'm going to try something a little new. Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Here we go. Hello, everyone. This is Marisa. I am a clairvoyant reader, healer, and teacher. And I would like to welcome everyone to today's telemed, which is entitled, Say Hello to Your Crown Chakra and Know Yourself as a Conscious Creator. I thought that it was very interesting how the last telemed of the year is also our seventh chakra, the uppermost in-body chakra that we have. So I just thought it fit right in there. And I also thought it was interesting how it's soon after Christmas and in between New Year's, because Christmas is basically celebrating a birth of a new concept, and the New Year is an opportunity for growth and expansion and to just have something new and different in your life and experience it in a different way. Hopefully in a happier, more prosperous, wonderful way. So I am going to go ahead and start with my usual manner. And I say my usual manner because in order to really get everyone present and grounded, I like to go through a standard set of steps for any of the new people on tonight's call. I like to go through a standard, I don't want to use the word procedure, but a standard way, standard procedure to get everyone grounded and focused. And these tools that I give you to getting grounded and focused, what they do, their intention is to help you find your space, to help you find your truth and separate it from everyone else's truth. And you do that, one of the ways you do that is by becoming conscious in your own body. And what I mean by conscious in your own body is that most of the time when we're out and about living our daily lives, we're focused on everything else that's going on around us. And part of that is simply a physical security issue. And, of course, that is an important, necessary aspect of being a human being. But the other part of it is that our attention is constantly being drawn away from us through someone else's experience. So, you know, say someone walks down the hall and they spill a cup of coffee. All of a sudden your attention goes out there when there might be something more important for you to become aware of in front of you on your desk. Yet your attention gets drawn away. So the idea of getting grounded and centered is so that the true distractions around you remain distractions. They don't become in any way something that grabs and holds your attention and pulls you away from having your own experience. Also, for example, if you're at a sporting event and you're really, really focused on what's going on, say it's a hockey game and you're focused on what's going on the ice, and the person next to you, actually a couple of rows down, a fist fight breaks out, which, you know, does happen both on the ice and off the ice at hockey games, a fist fight breaks out, all of a sudden what you came there to enjoy and experience, the action on the ice, your attention gets pulled away to the fight, even though you're far enough away. Once again, you're far enough away from the fight. So by giving you these tools, it's my intention and my hope that you'll start using these tools in your everyday waking life and not just, you know, every other Tuesday or Thursday when you're on a 90-minute phone call with me. I mean, it's great that you're on the 90-minute phone call with me. However, the idea is to start using these tools every day so that you can start having your own experience, and so that your own experience, so that you can create your own experience. And it's totally your experience and not just the kind of excess of other people's. All right. So with that said, I would like everyone to be sure that they are sitting upright in a chair or on a sofa, just as long as hopefully your feet can touch the ground. So let's just have your feet flat on the ground. They can be on a pillow if your feet are cold. I just don't want your ankles or your legs to be crossed. That's the idea. So just keep your feet flat on the ground. You're sitting upright in a chair. And I'm going to, I think I'm going to mute everyone at this point. Let's see. Yes, okay.
Hello? Marie? I can't hear you.
Okay, is there anyone who can't hear me right now? Please say yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I can hear you now. Couldn't hear you a minute ago.
Okay.
Same here.
All right. So I'm going to try muting everyone again. And if you can't hear me, I'm going to count to three. And if you can't hear me, then say something. Actually, yeah. Were you
didn't
able to
hear
me?
You at all?
You didn't hear me at all? Okay.
Nope.
No, I can't hear you.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave everyone unmuted, and I would like everyone who has muting capabilities on their phone to please mute yourselves right now.
That's star six, right?
I think so. Let me check. Yes, star six. Yes, it's star six on your phones. So please, everyone, star six.
And then how do we get back if we want to speak with you later?
If I ask you to raise your hand, then you would press star five. Otherwise, you can just star six to unmute yourself.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right, so I guess I'll just repeat. I guess I'll start again from the beginning, or at least part of the beginning. All right, so I was talking about getting everyone grounded and present, and the way that we get grounded in the telemed workshops is we are sitting upright in a chair or on a sofa, just as long as you're sitting upright. I don't want anyone laying down. And having a nice straight spine always helps because it helps the flow of energy up the energy channels that go along your spine. All right, so we are sitting upright in our chairs, and please have your feet on the ground, flat on the ground if possible. Please don't cross your ankles or cross your knees or sit in a yoga position. This is a different type of meditation, so we like to have our feet on the ground for this meditation. And keep your palms in your lap and have your palms upright. And this is also, the reason for this is that we also have energy channels that flow through our arms, and we've got chakras in our palms, so the energy actually floats out of our palm chakras. And for those of you that do healing work, you might notice that your hands heat up when you're doing healing work. And one of the reasons for that is because of the flow of energy that's coming through the arms and out through those palm chakras. All right, and give yourselves a nice deep breath. And go ahead and close your eyes if they aren't already closed. And I want you to say hello to your bodies. And you can actually say that out loud, and you can also say it by patting your legs or your arms. And I want you to thank your bodies for being here with you and available to you. And I want you to flood your body with appreciation right now. And just continue to allow that appreciation to flood through every atom and pore and part of your body. Because by giving our bodies appreciation, we are healing our bodies. And smile and say cheese. And why do I have you smile and say cheese? Amusement. Amusement is very, very important. It's important while you're meditating, and it's important at every other time of the day. Even in those situations where people want you to be serious, it's actually better and healthier for you to have your amusement. And the reason for wanting to have your amusement is because amusement is a higher vibration than seriousness. And the higher the vibration, the quicker you move through energy and issues. And it also makes life less stressful. It loosens the knots that show up in your stomach. It loosens the knots that show up in your shoulders and in your jaws. It loosens the knots that cause headaches, migraine headaches, low back pain. So be amused right now. And set the intention that you will remind yourself to be amused at least one more time during this telemed. Okay, good. All right, now I want you to be in the center of your head behind your eyes. Just be there. Don't be in any effort. Just be in the center of your head behind your eyes. And breathe. And at this point, your body should start feeling heavier, should start feeling more relaxed. You should be sinking a little deeper into your chair or your seat. Hopefully you have a smile on your face. And now bring your attention to the base of your spine. And at the base of your spine is your first chakra, also known as your root chakra. And what we're going to do is we're going to create a grounding cord, an energetic connection between your root chakra and the center of the planet. So for tonight's telemed, I would like our grounding cords to look like gigantic tree trunks and massive tree roots that go from the base of our spines all the way down into the center of the earth. And it goes straight down, goes straight into the ground, and it just keeps going till it hits the very center of the planet. And it spreads out, those massive roots spread out, and they just grab onto the planet. And just allow yourself to almost feel a very gentle tug where that grounding cord is just firmly holding you and connecting you to the center of the earth. And it's acting like a conduit. It's acting like a flushing mechanism, almost like a, if you want to make it kind of like a hollowed out tree trunk or hollow roots, so that all the energy that you will be releasing, all of the invalidation, all of the fear and pain and discomfort that you are ready to let go of during tonight's meditation, that will have a place to go, and it's just going to flow out of you from all the layers of your aura, from all the chakras. It's just going to release and flow right down that grounding cord into the very center of the planet. And if you'd like, you can even validate yourself for creating this grounding cord and thank the grounding cord. Show your grounding cord appreciation. And give yourself a nice deep breath and blow it out. And now we're going to slowly start turning down the chakras. So let's start with the root chakra at the base of your spine. Just imagine that the root chakra has a dial on it that goes from 0 to 100%. And I want you to turn it all the way down until it reaches 10% open. We just want our root chakras open about 10%. And if there is any resistance, like say it's only closing down to 50%, I want you just to create a sponge and just start wiping off that dial until you wipe off all the resistance that's not letting it close it down to 10%. And just take that sponge and drop it down your grounding cord. And now bring your attention to your second chakra, which is right around your abdominal area, and turn that down to 10% open. And And now bring your attention to your third chakra, which is in the solar plexus. And for the women on the call, turn it down to 70% open. And for the men, turn it down to 50% open. And the reason for turning down the lower three chakras is that the lower three chakras are what's called your body chakras. Chakras 4, 5, 6, and 7 are called the spirit chakras. So when you're meditating, you're going to be focusing, you're working with your energy. So the idea is the more energy you have in the higher spirit chakras, it's kind of like the easier it works because your attention is no longer on the physical aspects of you. The physical aspects of you are handled automatically by your autonomic nervous system. So you don't need to do anything. You just need to make sure you're still sitting upright and not leaning over or falling asleep. So that's why we turn down the lower three chakras and to allow all the energy that normally flows through those chakras to stay in the higher chakras, chakras 4, 5, 6, and 7. Okay. So today we're looking at the seventh chakra, also known as the crown chakra. And it's called the crown chakra, obviously, because it's on the top of your head. And some people also call it the crown chakra because I think it was in the medieval times, some painters who were actually clairvoyant, they painted the halos. They saw halos around people, which the halos sometimes were the person's aura, and the halos sometimes are also just the emanations coming from that person's crown chakra because their crown chakra was so bright. So that's why it got the name crown chakra. So we are working on our crown chakras this evening. So the crown chakras are known as the chakra for clairsentience. Clairsentience means clear knowing. Sometimes people refer to our second chakras as being clairsentient. It's both, and the reason I say it's both is our second chakra clairsentience has to do more with the feeling aspect of our clairsentience. The seventh chakra, our crown chakra clairsentience, has to do more with the knowingness vibration. So that's the difference. Some people like to say the clairsentience is a second chakra clairsentience. Some people say no, clairsentience is only the seventh chakra. I say it can be both. But we are focusing today on the seventh chakra's clairsentience, and it's about our clear knowing. It's a sense of knowing the information. It's a knowingness. For me, when I differentiate my clairsentience, for instance, from my clairvoyance, in that with my clairsentience, it actually feels like the information drops into the top of my head. That's the best way I can describe my knowingness, my clairsentience. If I get into meditation and I ask myself or I ask the Supreme Being a question, it feels like the information is literally dropping into my head, as opposed to when I am working with my clairvoyance. With my clairvoyance, if I ask a question, an image appears, and then I use my seventh chakra to describe, to explain what the image means to me. So that's how I differentiate between clairvoyance and clairsentience. That's how I experience my clairsentience. And if you're having a true seventh chakra clairsentience, the information that you receive will always be received in a neutral, from a neutral perspective. The information will never feel judgmental. It'll never feel skewed in any way. And if it does, then it means it's coming from another source. It's not coming from your clairsentience. Your clairsentience can be described also as information that you receive from your higher self and information that you receive from the Supreme Being. So by the Supreme Being, I mean God. I don't know how what other words I can use. So the divine, God, the Supreme Being, whoever is the big person to you, that's who I'm talking about. So I'm just going to say, I'm going to interchange between the Supreme Being, God, and the divine in this workshop. So when you're working with your clairsentience, you are receiving information from your higher self, and you are receiving information from the Supreme Being. Now, there's no difference between your higher self and the Supreme Being, because your higher self is the unique aspect of divinity that is you. So your higher self is an aspect of the Supreme Being. The Supreme Being decided to experience itself by creating, by separating, I don't want to use the word separating. The Supreme Being wanted to experience itself, and the way that it experiences itself is it created all of these independent aspects of itself. And I'm one of them, you're one of them, your neighbor's one of them, everyone on the planet, any spirit, any being is an individual aspect of the Supreme Being. So when you talk to your higher self, you're actually talking to the Supreme Being. And when you talk to your higher self, you are communicating on a clairsentient level. So with that said, I would like us to release all of the energy that's gotten built up between the time that I announced this workshop and this moment right now. Because what happens is when I announce a workshop, when you hear about the announcement, all of the energy in your space starts getting ignited in a way. Sometimes there's resistance, sometimes there's excitement. But there always, always, always is some energy in your space that is not congruent with what you're going to be learning. It's not congruent with the new information that you're going to be receiving. And that's the information that I call resistance. So what I'd like us to do is we're going to clear out all the resistance that's gotten built up between the time you heard about the workshop and right now, so that you can be more present for the rest of the workshop, you can have more amusement in the rest of the workshop, and so that you can validate yourself by the simple fact that once you see how much resistance energy there was in your space, you still made it on the call anyway. So from the center of your head with your eyes closed, I just want you to create a sponge out in front of you. Can be any kind of sponge. And I would like to put a magnet in that sponge. And just for a moment, just sit there and looking at it and appreciate the fact that you just created a sponge. Because you did create a sponge. You may not have created it in the 3D, but you absolutely created a sponge that is now hanging out in space in front of you with the magnet in the middle of it. And now set your intention that any resistance, any energy that built, that got built up between then and now regarding this workshop, it all just gets easily pulled right away from you by that magnet and goes into the sponge and it fills up the sponge. And give yourselves a nice deep breath. And smile. And just allow that sponge with the magnet just to keep gently pulling out from wherever. It could be any of your chakras. It could be any layer of your aura. Any of the goo that didn't want you to look at your seventh chakra. Any of the goo that didn't want you to find your knowingness, to experience being a spirit in a body. Just let that all just dump out of your space and into the sponge. And you can watch the sponge get bigger. You can watch the sponge change colors. You can even create one, two, or three more sponges to sop up all the extra. And this time, rather than dumping them down our grounding cord, this time I want you to kind of push them a little further away from you and explode them until they're disintegrated. That was fun, watching that. And when you disintegrate these sponges, all of the energy goes back to the universe. It gets recycled by the universe and sent back to where it originally came from. It's just the same as dumping it down your grounding cord. Okay. All right, so getting back to clairsentience and the information being neutral, not feeling judgmental, not being skewed in any one way. So if the information feels judgmental or skewed, then it's not your clairsentience, but it's coming from another source. However, keep in mind that you can have a reaction to what you hear, but that is your emotional reaction to the information, as opposed to the information having an emotional component itself. So, in other words, let me think. Say the information you get says, "Oh, I'm going to miss my plane." That information, that's was very neutral. Oh, I'm going to miss my plane. The information is very neutral. However, your response to it may not be neutral. It might be, oh no, I'm going to miss my plane. I'm going to miss my connection. I'm going to miss the wedding. What am I going to do? So that's the difference. So the information coming in, your clairsentience coming in is saying, I'm going to miss the plane. But your emotional reaction all of a sudden turns that neutral, I'm going to miss the plane, into, holy crap, I'm going to miss the plane, what am I going to do? So that's the difference. You can have an emotional reaction to the information, but the original information, the source of the information, is neutral. That's how you can tell the difference. If you heard something that said, if the information that came in said, God damn it, you're going to miss your plane, well, that absolutely is not neutral. And especially if you hear the word you as opposed to I'm, then that is some outside source telling you you're going to miss your plane and also telling you, giving you kind of seed fodder for the fodder to get you anxious and angry, you know, to start an argument possibly with the first year traveling partner who may have been the person responsible for getting you to the airport late, that kind of a thing. So just being aware that your clairsentience will always be neutral and non-judgmental. If it comes through any other way, then it is absolutely not your clairsentience. However, it is okay for you to have an emotional response to the information after it comes through. And your clairsentience, I wouldn't describe clairsentience as, if you were to kind of like ask your spirit guides or ask angels or healing masters for information or communication, that I don't describe that as clairsentience, because I see clairsentience specifically as that connection with the Supreme Being and with your higher self. That the aspect, that the source of the information is totally and completely you, whether it be you as God or you as the aspect of God that you know yourself to be. All right, take a nice deep breath. I know that was a mouthful. And again, a nice deep breath in and blow it out really loud. Pat yourself on the back and smile. Remember your amusement. All right, so our crown chakra at the top of our head. So I want you to bring your attention right to your crown chakra. Just focus right now on your crown chakra, which is at the top of your head. And I want you to set the vibration of your crown chakra at gold. And if you're having difficulty seeing the gold, don't worry. Just set your intention that you are setting your vibration at gold in your crown chakra. And if you want, if you're thinking, well, it's not gold, it's still red or green or purple, then create a sponge and rub off whatever is not gold. Rub off whatever energy is keeping you from making your crown chakra gold. And make sure that you clean off the back of that crown chakra as well. So just see the chakra as a round object. Just wipe it all the way. Just keep wiping, wiping, and wiping until it's shimmering gold. And just sit there for a moment with your crown vibrating at gold. Now, I call this vibration of gold Christ Conscious Gold. Now, for those of you who don't have any attachment to any kind of religion, good, I'm glad. I call it Christ Conscious Gold because this was a level of awareness that was brought onto the planet by a prophet. So it could be the prophet known as Jesus. That's how I see it. But the idea is that this is the vibration that has been in existence on the planet for several thousands of years at this point. And as of December 21st of 2012, so last Friday, this gold vibration has actually gone to a higher, purer vibration of gold. The shift on the planet resulted in a shift in the vibration, the purity, the speed, the high vibration, the high frequency that we could have as a spirit in the body. And that vibration, I refer to it as Christ conscious gold. So just allow yourself to experience vibrating your crown chakra at gold. And the crown chakra acts like a cue for the other chakras. It's kind of like a governing chakra. So when you raise your crown chakra to gold, that gives permission to all of your other chakras to match at that vibration. So if you find your other chakras starting to match at that vibration, that's wonderful. If that's not happening, that's okay, because right now we're just focusing on your crown chakra. Now, the importance of the Christ conscious gold, the importance of this vibration, is that by vibrating at Christ conscious gold, what we are telling ourselves and what we're telling the universe is that we own the fact that we are conscious creator beings. We are conscious creator beings. That's what that prophet came here to tell us. Other prophets came to tell us that as well, trying to let everyone know that we are all aspects of God, and as a result of being aspects of the Supreme Being, that we have all of the abilities that the Supreme Being has, that we all have the ability to be a conscious creator. And that's why a tool for practicing being a conscious creator is to sit in meditation and to vibrate your crown chakra at gold. Because when you do that, you are reminding yourself, because as a spirit, your spirit already knows this. It's just your body ego that doesn't. But as your spirit already knows it's the conscious creator, and you're reminding it by doing this. And then when you vibrate at gold, all the other beings, all the other spirits, all the other people, on some level, they are seeing that you are owning your ability, you are owning your space as a conscious creator. And give yourself a nice deep breath and blow it out. All right. So let's see. I'm trying to decide whether I should go, let's see, separation. Okay. All right, now in conjunction with that shift on the planet as of December 21st of 2012, in conjunction with that shift is the idea, kind of like one of the causes of the need for that shift to have happened. And the need for that shift to have happened is because there has been separation on the planet. Since we are all aspects of the divine, technically that means that we are all one. Now that's a really big, wide concept. I don't want to go into too much detail about that. But the idea is the more that the darker energies on the planet can convince us that we are separate, the more power and control they have had over humanity for hundreds of thousands of years. That's the game that's been playing on planet Earth. The shift in consciousness on 1221 was all about clearing out, moving kind of the last hurrah of the dark forces, because the separation on the planet, the separation between you and the Supreme Being is dissolving. The separation between you and everyone else is dissolving. The separation was the game, because if humanity is separate from the Supreme Being, and if humanity is separate from each and every one of us, then that gives the ability for all the dark beings to come in and to get in between us and make it that much more difficult to create. Because we are all creators. We are all creators. However, when we co-create, it's almost like, 1 + 1 = 2. But when it comes to co-creation, 1 + 1 can be a zillion. Because it's exponential. And the dark forces don't want us owning that much of our power and our strength. Okay? So the idea is, by creating separation between individuals and by creating separation between humanity and God, which, hello, that's all about religious control, that's how they were able to maintain control on planet Earth. So our crown chakras are our direct connection to the Supreme Being. We are directly connected to the Supreme Being. That's what makes us conscious, and that's what gives us the power to create as conscious creator beings. So the idea of separation from source, that is what the dark energies have been trying to permeate our planet with. And it's up to aware people like us to go, oh no, I'm going to maintain my connection to source. And I'm also going to remain open to my connection with other people. And that's a whole nother workshop. But I just wanted to put that out there. Okay. I wrote something, and I want to just read it because it's a pretty interesting paragraph. It's just something for all of you to think about. And while I'm reading it out loud, I want you to create a sponge out in front of you and allow any thoughts, images, anything that gets stimulated within you to just flow out into that sponge. And once again, you can put a magnet in the center of that sponge so that it's effortless on your part. You don't have to do anything except set the intention that you are releasing whatever no longer serves you. Just let it go out into that sponge. All right, so we learn from our surroundings. If, when you were a child, no one ever jumped off the ground, you'd probably grow up thinking that you couldn't jump, or at least not know how to jump. On another level, if no one ever showed you how to read, and no one in your entire community had the foggiest idea of what an alphabet was, a book was, what reading was, if no one ever showed you how to read, and suddenly you were surrounded by people who could know something by looking at designs on a piece of paper, wouldn't you think that that was magical? So if you never, ever had any exposure, you and your entire community never had any exposure to what reading was, I'm talking, alphabet reading, not psychic reading. If you never had exposure to reading, and then all of a sudden a person walks into your community who can look at scribbles, look at designs on a piece of paper, and know things, wouldn't you think that that was magical? Chances are you would. Well, if you kind of take this to a big step further, well, if no one ever showed you, or you never saw someone levitate, bilocate, or manifest an object out of thin air, Do you think that you'd be able to do that now, as who you believe yourself to be? The answer is probably no. I mean, if you were never exposed to anyone who could levitate, bilocate, or manifest out of thin air, you probably would not think that that's possible. But as conscious creators, we can do that. We just have to clear away all of the conditioning and programming that says we can't. So it's time to question everything that you've ever been taught about how the world really works. That's what the 12/21/2012 shift is all about. The vibrations coming onto the planet have heightened to the point that people are going to start being able to readily levitate, bilocate, and manifest out of thin air. But it's those people who believe they can do it, who have released the conditioning and the programming that says that they can't do it. And this is your opportunity. This is what being a conscious creator being is all about. It's about truly believing that you already have the power within you, that this is already part of you. Take a nice deep breath and blow it out. And again, one nice deep breath. And out. Look at that sponge out in front of you. Allow it to absorb any residual stuff coming out of your space. Move it away. And destroy it. And I'm going to have you slowly open your eyes. And if anyone, so open your eyes, kind of come somewhat out of the trance. And if anyone would like to make a comment or ask a question, go ahead and *5 and I will call on you so I can do *5. If you have any comments or questions at this point, I want to give everyone an opportunity to say something or ask a question. Okay. All right. So there's no questions or comments at this point, and that's okay. I know it's quite a lot that I'm giving you in a big chunk because I'm combining not only your clairsentience as the topic, but I'm also fitting in how the shift on the planet is affecting you and your clairsentience and everyone else on the planet. All right. Okay, so go ahead and close your eyes and give yourselves a nice deep breath. And smile. Notice if you're holding tension anywhere in your body or you're holding tension in your jaw. Any tension in your shoulders. In your solar plexus, are you holding your breath? Just give yourself permission just to sit there, just kind of melt into the chair, and be in the center of your head behind your eyes. And I think I'm going to have you bring in some gold suns before we continue, because everyone's looking like they've just dumped so much stuff. I want to be sure that you are actually replenished. So please create a very, very large gold sun above your head. And look at it, just kind of go, that's a nice big gold sun. Let me increase it by 30% in size. And let me spin it counterclockwise, just for the fun of it, to make it more real to me. All right, and you can slow down the spin if you want. And now I just want you to start bringing that slightly rotating golden sun. I just want you to bring it straight down and allow it to start filling in each of your chakras from the seventh down into the sixth, down into your fifth, your fourth, your third, your second, and your first chakra. And then it starts to ooze out into your body cavity, all the way out to the very edge of your skin, and then it goes out into your aura until it permeates your entire aura, making sure it goes below your feet. And now create one more huge, gigantic golden sun. And sprinkle in some amusement. There you go. A little more amusement. Come on. Sprinkle it into the gold. Bring in that gold. And then bring in that golden sun. And just kind of, however you want to do it, but just make sure that you are completely filled in. Every single aspect of you. Every single chakra, the major chakras, your minor chakras, every single layer of your aura. All of your organs, your bones, your skin, your teeth, your muscle tissues, your tendons, your ligaments, your blood, your sinew. Okay, good. All right. And just pat yourself on the shoulder. Say, I'm doing a wonderful, magnificent job because I know I am a conscious creator. Okay. So the next tool that I'm going to give you is, I call it vibrating at seniority. Vibrating at seniority in your space. The concept is that this is my body, and this is my vehicle to create from in the third dimension and other dimensions. I own all aspects of this vehicle that I alone created. I own the physical, the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual aspects of this vehicle I know as my spirit body. So from the center of your head, just look up at your crown chakra. Make sure it's still at that beautiful, beautiful Christ conscious gold. And I want you, so the idea of vibrating at seniority is, if you set your crown chakra at a certain vibration, as I said before, it kind of acts as the master chakra, so that whatever you put into the crown chakra has the ability to go into all of the other six chakras. Well, actually, the entire body, but, you know, it'll vibrate, it'll resonate down through the chakra column. So I want you to choose a color that represents feeling senior in your space. And feeling senior in your space means that you own and appreciate the fact that this is your body and that you created this body. And if you're having a hard time understanding the concept, you give you remember a time in your life when you felt that you were in total control of yourself and your situation, even if that was like when you were in kindergarten and you were finger painting and you were just having so much fun and joy and that you knew that you were creating something and that you were doing it, like you were senior in your space, that this was totally coming from you and that you were the one who was creating this masterpiece and that you were manifesting this. And it doesn't just have to be about, you know, crafts or artistry. It can be anything. It can be if you're a musician and there was a time when you made it through your first piece of music error free and you were so happy. You're like, you just felt completely, you felt complete. You felt senior in your own body, like, wow, this is who I really am. I can do this. So just find that feeling of seniority, of being senior within yourself. And being senior doesn't mean that you have control over everyone else around you. It just means that you understand and you own that this is your vehicle, that my body and my spirit are my vehicles for creation in this lifetime. That this is what I utilize to create for me. And I put that feeling, that seniority feeling, right into your crown chakra. Choose a color if it's easier to visualize and to feel, or just know, know that feeling of seniority. And let that feeling begin to permeate all the way down through you. Just permeate. Let that seniority, that feeling of being senior in your own space, just go throughout your entire body, your chakra column, down your legs. Just that sense of ownership, like, this is my space. My body is my space. And my space goes to the very edges of my aura. So your space, the seniority of your space includes your aura. It's the very edges of your aura. I am senior in my space. I am senior in my space, therefore I am a conscious creator. If I am senior in my space, then outside influences have less effect on me. That's a very important aspect of being senior in your space. If you're senior in your space, then outside influences have less effect on you. That goes back to what I was talking about the hockey game, how you're watching the hockey game and you're looking at the ice and the fight breaks out. That fight, that's almost as if it's in a separate dimension. If a person is so clearly and surely and truly owning their space and having their seniority in their space, then that fight in the stands will have absolutely no effect whatsoever on you. And therefore, you can continue to enjoy the hockey game and have no ill effects from that fight whatsoever. Because as conscious creators, we create our reality. And our reality is not necessarily everyone else's reality. It's literally like you're operating in two separate worlds that just happen to be side by side, but completely separate. That's what being senior in your space is about. That's what being a conscious creator is about. So everyone, go ahead and choose a color right now for your seniority. And you can have your crown vibrating partly at gold and partly at this other color. Whatever feels best to you right now, you can play around with it. But I want everyone to choose a color that represents, that feels like seniority, true ownership of your space. And I want you to allow that color to completely permeate your entire being. Just imagine, just see yourself, your entire body turning that color. Even if it's green, you know, don't worry, your body's not really turning green. Just allow that color to just completely wash throughout all of you. That color of pure seniority that you own your space. Okay, good. So that's your seniority tool. Once again, that's a tool you can use every day, no matter where you are, but absolutely definitely in every meditation you do. So regarding the communication with the Supreme Being, I'm going to have you create something that I call the Creation Triangle. The Creation Triangle has 3 points. The first point is your crown chakra. The second point is the Supreme Being, and you can just visualize that as if going straight up. And the third point, I would like you to visualize the third point out in front of you as if you're looking at a TV set, or make it a hologram. Holograms are more fun. You can do more with the holograms. The third point is a hologram. Now, the hologram is going to be something or some event that you want to create. So pick something right now, and I want you to see that item or that event out in front of you as if it's a hologram that you're looking at. So the Creation Triangle is a tool to use to be a co-creator with the Supreme Being. The idea is The input comes from your crown chakra, goes up to the Supreme Being, almost as if saying, hey, this is what I want to create, let's do it. And then the Supreme Being can't say no, okay, because we all have free will. So whatever it is that you want to create, the Supreme Being will always supply energy for that creation. We'll always supply assistance for that creation because we are gifted with free will. So the energy comes from your crown chakra, goes straight up that line. I call it a line of communication. Goes straight up that line of communication to the Supreme Being. The Supreme Being acknowledges your intention. Then the Supreme Being, I'll just say the Supreme Being looks down at your hologram, and then the energy from the hologram comes back to you, and another line of communication comes straight to you into your crown chakra. So that's the triangle. So your crown chakra, the Supreme Being, the hologram out in front of you. It comes back, it comes from the hologram in front of you into your crown chakra, up to the Supreme Being, from the Supreme Being down to the hologram, and then back to your crown chakra. So I just want you to follow that triangular formation a couple of times. Just do it on your own. Now, with the creation triangle, the idea is to update and maintain your creation triangle on a regular basis. So every time that you decide that you want to create something, use this tool. And every time you use this tool, you want to clean it off and bring it into present time. Now, between you, the communication space between you and the Supreme Being, there is always, always, always going to be someone or something that wants to get in the way of your communication with the Supreme Being, because that's the game on planet Earth. So, on a regular basis, when you do the creative triangle, you want to clean off your line of communication between you and the Supreme Being. So we're going to do that right now. Create a big sponge and just begin wiping off that line of communication between you and the Supreme Being. And use as many sponges as you want. And there's a really good possibility that you're going to notice that, A, you can barely see this line of communication, or B, this line of communication is dented, bented, or twisted. There's holes or chinks missing out of it, or it's a very dull color. Any of those indicate that there is foreign energy that is affecting your communication space with the Supreme Being. And that's what you want to clean off. And just keep wiping off that line of communication. And also the connection point from your crown chakra to that line of communication. So it's kind of like pictured as a socket where that line of communication connects into your crown. Clean that off specifically. And just throw all of those sponges down your grounding cord, or you can destroy them like you did before. And now do the same thing with the connection cord between the Supreme Being and your hologram. Just wipe off that connection line, that communication line. And once again, the idea is, when you create something, so when you've created this hologram, whatever the object is or the situation that you've created using your hologram, you're already telling the ethers, you're already telling the universe, this is what I want to create. And then lo and behold, everyone who wants what you want, they're going to be trying to tweak your hologram. They want that new car. They want that gorgeous new condo. They want that new relationship. You can't have it because they want it. And all of a sudden, the energy between the Supreme Being and the hologram starts getting a lot of attention. And it starts to eat away at that clear line of communication. So once again, create a whole bunch of sponges and wipe down that communication line. And then we're going to do the exact same thing for the line of communication between your hologram and your crown chakra. And it's the same idea, but it's a little bit different in that the energy that you're going to be clearing off between your hologram and your crown chakra is more your own beliefs about whether or not you should have this object that you desire, whether or not you can have it, how you may get it, how long it may take you. So all of your resistance, all of your negativity, all of your fear of, oh, gee, it's not possible for me to get this. So the line of communication between the hologram and your crown chakra is more about your own personal stuff, as opposed to, you know, other people kind of being jealous or other people's interests. This is more your own beliefs that are getting in the way of you creating that which your hologram is forming. So just start to wipe off and wipe off that line of communication. And destroy those sponges, toss them down the grounding cord, or just blow them up. Excellent. Now you can just kind of leave that tool there for yourself so that you can go back to it maybe tomorrow in your own meditations at home, and you can kind of tweak the hologram to make it more, even more specific to what you want. But I would like to continue. Guys, there's just so much good stuff I could, like, you know, give you in 90 minutes. There's not much time for 90 minutes. So the next thing that I would like to do is I want to work a little bit on past life religious agreements. Now, in the past, in our past lifetimes, we all belonged to different religions. And considering how many lifetimes we've had, and chances are we're talking thousands, tens of thousands, some people have had hundreds of thousands of lifetimes, that many. And in those lifetimes, there most likely has been opportunities for you to partake of different religions. Most of those religions were hierarchical, and you were expected either consciously or unconsciously to communicate with the Supreme Being through an intermediary. So you created spiritual agreements whereby you allowed another person to help you. However, now at this time, you no longer need them. So it's time for you to break the agreements with these other people that supposedly were helping you to communicate with the Supreme Being. So what I would like you to do is I want you to look at your crown chakras. And you can set them at vibrating at Christ conscious gold, have them at that gold vibration. And you're in the center of your head right now. And if you want to pretend you're looking up, that's also fine. You're like looking up at your crown chakra. That's cool. That's cool. However, it's easiest for you to see your crown. Just go ahead and like look at your crown, vibrate at gold, and now set the intention that for each agreement that you have with some type of religious person, past or present, most likely past, but for each agreement you have, I want you just to visualize a ring, a colored ring. And let's just work with, say, five rings right now. So give yourself permission to look at least up to five different colored rings in your crown chakra, each ring representing an agreement with a religious hierarchical person from a past lifetime, or even this lifetime. And if you can't, you know, clairvoyantly see them, that's totally okay. If you clairsentiently are getting, woohoo, I know that there are several, that's good too. Just give yourself permission to know that, yes, everyone on this call, including me, absolutely still has some kind of past life religious agreement to have someone else act as an intermediary between you and the Supreme Being. So, for instance, I was raised as Roman Catholic, and I was taught that the priests were the intermediaries, and that in order for me to absolve myself of sins, I was supposed to go to the priests and ask them to forgive me, in lieu of asking God directly. So in this lifetime, I had that belief put on me that I couldn't directly ask, say, for forgiveness. I was always taught that, yes, you can always pray to God directly, but then you weren't allowed to perform the Mass, okay? That was another thing. So the idea is any old religious agreement that you made that puts someone else between you and the Supreme Being, look at those rings and then just gently remove each of those rings from your crown chakra. Just move them out, move them over to the side. And surround them in a ball of gold light. And the idea of surrounding them in a ball of gold light is just to acknowledge that they serve their purpose in that lifetime, but that this is no longer what you want. And just visualize that ball of golden light with all the rings inside of it exploding and disintegrating. And by exploding and disintegrating the ball with the rings inside, you are breaking those agreements, releasing any beings that have been in your space, interfering with your clear and direct connection to the Supreme Being. They've been interfering with your clairsentience. They may have been the ones that have been saying things to you, but they've been coming through skewed and judgmental. So you are breaking your agreements with those people from your past. You're taking back your power from those people in your past. You had given your power over to them because you believed that they could assist you and that was the only way that you could communicate with the Supreme Being. And now, in this lifetime, you know that that is not true. You know that your truth is that you do communicate directly with the Supreme Being. And even if you, as the body ego that you are now are aware of that, we all have baggage, and a lot of the baggage tends to be unconscious. So that's why it's a good idea to, even if you're like, no, I know I can talk to the Supreme Being directly, even if you know that as who you are right now, there's usually baggage, okay? And that's why we're removing these rings. These rings act as agreements, so it's kind of like this bond that's holding us together with these other people. We remove those rings from the crown chakra, and we dispose of them. And using the ball of gold, that's your choice, but we are disposing of those agreements because they're not in present time. They're not who we know ourselves to be now. We know ourselves to be conscious creators with the Supreme Being. We know that we have direct communication with the Supreme Being. We know that we are senior in our space. And give yourself a nice deep breath and blow it out. And again, a nice deep breath and blow out. And I'm going to work on one more item. We have about 3.5 minutes left. I'm going to work on one more item, and this is, I call these atheist pictures. There's atheist pictures when I talk about them regarding the sixth chakra. atheist pictures are usually energy in your space that says, I can't see, or this isn't real, or I'm just making this up, it's just my imagination. I'm going to call what we're working on this time atheist pictures as well, but it's more about these atheist pictures say there is no God, or God has forsaken me, or I'm all alone. So I want you to create a sponge and put it out in front of you and place a magnet in that sponge. And as I speak, just allow any of these issues or pains or old beliefs that you might have within you, just allow it to get effortlessly pulled out from you and into that sponge and magnet. So the idea is, oh no, God has forsaken me, or I'm all alone. Even if you may not consciously feel that way now, for sure you've felt that way in at least one past lifetime. But you know you're never alone. However, the darker vibrations on the planet want to create separation between people and separation between you and the Supreme Being. That's how they maintained control. So what we're going to do is we're just going to allow any energy in your space that says, I'm all alone, I'm powerless, there's nothing I can do to change the situation, I'm giving up. Any of those times when you felt totally alone, totally frustrated, totally powerless, totally controlled, neglected, any of those times when you felt that way, that was an indirect denial of your connection to the divine. And what we're doing this evening is we are reaffirming our connection to the divine, knowing that we are conscious creators, and that whenever we find ourselves in a difficult situation, that we always, always, always can call on the Supreme Being to assist us. We can call on angelic helpers to assist us. We can call on ascended masters to assist us. We have an amazing array of assistance at our disposal, but we have to remember to ask for it. So allow any of those ideas or feelings or emotions of being alone, being powerless, being out of control, not having, all of those feelings, just allow those to go out into that sponge, get absorbed by the sponge so that it's leaving you like a clean slate. And then fill in with a color that represents support and assistance from the Supreme Being and all of the Supreme Being helpers. Just choose a color that feels like that incredible level of support that is available to you. And all you have to do is ask. Just keep filling in with that color of support. Let yourself completely bathe in that color of support. and breathe in that color of support and breathe it out and breathe it in and breathe it out and breathe it in and breathe it out. And push those sponges far, far away from you and disintegrate them. And now, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to be behind your eyes in the center of your head and just visualize that connection between you and the Supreme Being. And I want you to send a hello up to the Supreme Being. Just send a hello up to the Supreme Being saying, hello, I'm here. And I want you, so this time I'm not going to ask the Supreme Being to come in and give you a blessing. I want you to directly ask the Supreme Being for a blessing. So on the count of three, you're all going to say, and you can say it out loud too, you're all going to say, I request a blessing from the Supreme Being. That's all you're going to say on the count of three. One, two, three. I request a blessing from the Supreme Being. And just allow that blessing to permeate. Allow yourself to accept that blessing, however you may be experiencing it, through color, sensation, emotion, or just light. And thank the Supreme Being. And now you create a very large golden sun above your head. This is you creating fresh new life force for yourself. You, as the conscious creator you are creating life force for yourself in this gigantic golden sun. And now bring that golden sun into the all of you, from the very top of your head, all the way down to the very base of your spine and the tips of your toes, the end of your fingertips, your shoulders, your back, your hair, your skin, all of your energetic places. Just completely fill in with that gold and more gold. And give yourselves a nice deep breath. And blow out. And slowly open your eyes. And may it be with the blessings of the Supreme Being that this workshop be complete. Amen. So I would like to thank all of you for being on this call this evening, and I would like to wish all of you a wonder-filled and joyful 2013. And you can go ahead and unmute yourselves if you have any comments or questions, or if you need to get off the call, that's fine, because I know it's past 8:30. So thank you all once again.
Thank you, Marie.
You're
I'm
welcome.
So grateful for this. Thank you so much.
Yay.
Wonderful. You're so good.
Thank you. thanks for participating.
Oh, thank you so much. You are so good. Yes, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
Thank you, and have a good night.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, I am turning off the recording.